I see we have a couple of kids with us today. Do we have any more than the two I know? You going to come up today? It's been a while since you've been here.
She has candy. Any of you big kids?
She's got rolling your eyeballs at me. All right. Yeah, I do have candy today. I have enough candy that I could share with everybody sitting here. And Audrey, I'm going to let you pick just one. Is this okay? Dad? You know not to... Nope. Audrey, it's your turn. Okay, dots. Dots for Audrey. So... Yeah? Be patient. So, Audrey, would you please share your candy with Eric? You don't like dots? Okay, share. Share. Be patient. You can switch it out later, okay? Thank you. Now, even though you don't like your gift very much, wasn't it really nice of Audrey to share? Yeah, it's always nice when people share. So who do you think made the bigger gift? Me having all of this candy, giving Audrey one, or Audrey, who only had one candy, and gave it to you? Isn't that nice of her? You would think? Yeah? Yeah. So do you, who can you guys tell me about what we read today, what Mr. Brian read today? Do you remember any part of it? Not so much. Okay. Well, Jesus was trying to teach his disciples something, and he was in the temple where they have an offering box. You know, we have an offering box here, but we also have offering plates that go around, right? At one part of the worship service, after the sermon, we pass around the plate, and we give offerings to God. So they were watching... And this widow, in that time, didn't have hardly any money at all. Widows really didn't have anybody taking care of them like we do now. But at that time, this widow gave all that she had, just like you just gave all that you had to Eric, right? So this widow, even though it was just a tiny little bit, maybe it was something that, like the dots, Eric didn't really care for, but... She gave everything she had to God. So when we give out of our abundance, and the widow gave out of her poverty, she had nothing and she gave it all, God is calling us to give back to him from what we have, whether it's poverty or whether it's abundance. We need to give back to God. So when you have an allowance, you might want to share some of your allowance with God to do God's work. Or you've got lots of time, want to give some of your time to helping in God's work. You might have a talent for drawing pictures, and you might want to draw a picture for our next bulletin cover. Right? There's things that you can do that we can give back to God. Eric, would you like your own candy? You picked a dots. The very same thing. Good job. Good job. And we're going to share with everybody else out there, okay? So take one and pass it along. Make sure your mom says it's okay. Would you stand up and pray with me, please? Even with the dots in your hand. Your dots are on the floor. Okay, whatever. Let's pray. Holy and loving God, you give us everything we need and then some on top of that, like candy. So, Lord, we are so thankful for all your good gifts, and we ask that you touch our hearts and teach us how to give back to you out of that abundance. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't forget.